Jimmy Smosher is the leader of Scripture Reading.
Today's scripture reading is from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25 through 32. So then, putting away all falsehood, let each of you speak the truth with your neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for the devil. Those who steal must give up stealing. Rather, let them labor, doing good work with their own hands, so as to have something to share with the needy. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is good for building up, as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with the seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. This is the word of the Lord.
Today, I am going to look at how we can live a healthy emotional life. In today's world, we see more and more that people are judging others too easily by expressing their emotions before even checking the facts. Therefore, Christians need to know the biblical teaching regarding emotions. It is an unchangeable truth that a healthy spiritual life is deeply related to a healthy emotional life. This means that every part of us, including our thought processes and our emotional life, is functioning in all the ways God intended. What would humans be like if we never become emotional, if we were capable of controlling emotions at all times? Perhaps we would be like Mr. Spock on Star Trek, as his responses to all situations seem to be purely logical, never emotional. But God created us in His image, and God's emotions are revealed in the scriptures. Therefore, God created us as emotional beings. We feel love, joy, happiness, guilt, anger, disappointment, fear, and we can go on. So, God created emotions. But what is their purpose? Emotion is an interior reaction to stimuli from an inner or outer source. The word emotion is derived from the Latin word motus. The root of that word means move or movement. An emotion is something that moves us. There are two ways the emotions are triggered. The first one is a response to events that are happening to us in the present. Perhaps I get into an argument, and that conflict moves me to become angry. The second trigger to emotion is memory. The emotion I feel when recalling a memory will either cripple me or strengthen me. Sometimes our emotions are pleasant to experience, and sometimes not. Sometimes our emotions are grounded in truth, and sometimes they are false in that they are based upon false premises. For example, if we falsely believe that God is not in control of the circumstances of our lives, we may experience the emotions of fear or despair or anger based on that belief, on that false belief. Regardless, emotions are powerful and real to the one feeling them. And emotions can be helpful indicators of what is going on in our hearts. Through emotions, we can see through what is going on in our hearts. Studies have shown that negative memories can actually weaken our physical bodies. Positive, life-giving memories with positive emotions attached to them strengthen our immune system. Think about someone living in an abusive relationship. This person is on alert 24/7. They are afraid they or their child is going to be hurt. This type of situation can move a person into crippled emotions and post-traumatic stress. The human body and mind are not designed to hold that level of energy over a long period of time. Emotions are meant to be expressed in natural, healthy ways. Our physical health erodes when we do not deal with our emotions. That being said, it is important that we learn about managing emotions rather than allowing our emotions to manage us. Our emotions, like our minds and bodies, are influenced greatly by the fall of mankind into sin. The Bible tells us we are to be controlled by the Holy Spirit, not by our emotions. If we recognize our emotions and bring them to God, we can then submit our hearts to God and allow God to do His work in our hearts and direct our actions. So emotions are not morally positive or negative. It's important I repeat. Emotions are not morally positive or negative. They are simply emotions. What we do with them is what can be seen. So today's scripture teaches us about one of common emotions, anger. When we feel angry, it is important to be able to stop, identify the anger, examine our hearts to determine why we are angry, and then proceed in a biblical manner. Out of control emotions tend not to produce God honoring results, as James warns us in his book, James chapter 1, verse 20. Human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. So, sharing our feelings with others is also helpful in managing emotions. The Christian life is not meant to be lived alone. God has given us the gift of other believers who can share our burdens and whose burdens we share. Fellow believers can also remind us of God's truth and offer new perspective. When we are feeling discouraged or afraid, we can benefit from the encouragement, exhortation, and reassurance other believers provide. So this is what we do during our time in ladies who lunch or men who munch. If you agree, you can say amen. Okay. Often when we encourage others, we ourselves are encouraged. Likewise, when we are joyful, our joy usually increases when we share it. So let's share our joy together whenever we get together. Many times, we think of anger as a selfish, destructive emotion that we should eradicate from our lives altogether. However, the fact that Jesus did sometimes become angry indicates that anger itself as an emotion is not immoral. In John chapter 2, we read that Jesus had no problem expressing anger. He was courageous and bold as he drove the money changers out of the temple. He braided a whip, then he got up and turned over all their tables. He opened the dove cages and money scattered everywhere. As he cleared the temple area, he said, "You will not make my father's house a den of thieves." That is what righteous anger looks like. He had no personal vendetta. Am I right? I got it right. Okay. Vendetta or selfish motivation. Jesus wanted his father honored. Let's note the following facts about Jesus' display of his anger. First, Jesus' anger had the proper motivation. In other words, he was angry for the right reason. There was not selfishness involved. Second, Jesus' anger had the proper focus. His anger targeted only sinful behavior and injustice. Third, Jesus was never out of control. Jesus controlled his emotions. His emotions did not control him. Fourth, Jesus' anger had the proper duration. He did not allow his anger to turn into bitterness. He did not hold grudges. But how about us? When we get angry, Too often, we have improper control or an improper focus. We fail in one or more of the above points. James chapter 1, verse 19 tells us that everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Jesus expressed not only the emotion of anger, but also a number of other emotions in a healthy way. We can find a few incidents in the Bible that Jesus wept. Jesus wept. One day Jesus wept over Jerusalem. Luke chapter 19, verse 41 says, as Jesus approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it. Jesus also wept over the grave of his friend. His name was Lazarus. Mary, Martha, and Lazarus were Jesus' intimate friends, and he would go to their home to be renewed and refreshed. Even though Jesus had a very close bond with Lazarus, when he got the message that Lazarus was gravely sick, Jesus waited where he was 2 more days. Jesus knew this was going to be a very visible resurrection, which would lead Jesus to his crucifixion. So Jesus would need more time to prepare through prayers. Was Jesus weeping over Lazarus? I think Jesus wept because of the pain of death that all his children, including Lazarus and you and me, are going to experience. Jesus also knew great joy. The mark of God's kingdom is joy, becoming joyful. When the 72 unnamed disciples returned, the Bible says Jesus was full of joy through the Holy Spirit. That verse could be translated, Jesus jumped up and down for joy. Up and down for joy. He even sang a song as they celebrated the Passover before, right before his crucifixion. I think he felt joy when his disciples were with him for the last meal on earth. Joy renews and energizes us. It is a deep-seated emotion, and out of it comes gratitude to God and to each other. Our blood pressure goes down, and our heartbeat is stabilized when we experience something joyful. The nervous system can reset itself when we are laughing. Can you believe it? It's been scientifically proved. It would be great if we can practice to have a belly laugh, as we praise God. Please close your eyes and think of someone that has caused you extreme pain. It could be years ago when you were a child, a parent who wasn't there for you, or a teacher that shamed you. Most of us can go to a memory very quickly, and you experience again the negative emotion that you felt when the event occurred. Now, invite the Holy Spirit to heal your memories and help you to be courageous to deal with it. Oh God, oh the Holy Spirit, oh God, let the Lord fill you with the gift of joy within you. And take a moment to thank God for giving us emotions, and dedicate yourself to becoming a steward of emotions as a gift from God. Now, dear congregant, remember that emotions are part of our humanity, and our goal is to express them as Jesus did. Through the spiritual discipline of managing our emotions, we can live a healthy emotional and spiritual life. The way to manage our emotions is to grow in our walk with God. We are transformed through the renewal of our minds and the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us journey with our fellow believers and help one another grow in faith as well as in emotional maturity. Amen. Look at your neighbors who's sitting you next to you. They are the one who's going to journey together. You can count on them to have a fellowship time to share your emotions if you are comfortable. Once your emotion is recognized, it will not affect you in a negative way. It will lose power over you. Let us pray. Dear Father, we come to you with grateful hearts, full and overflowing with love for you. Thank you for all your blessings. Give us through this day, and give us your great joy at being in your presence. Help us to live a healthy emotional life as you taught us through the word today. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.